This is Passport to Texas. A year ago this time, the majority of the state was in the throes of exceptional drought. That changed Memorial Day weekend 2015, when the skies opened up over Texas.
The official status from the U.S. Drought Monitor is that Texas is about 92% drought-free right now, which we haven't seen that in many, many years.
And this is good news, says Cindy Loeffler, Water Resources Branch Chief at Texas Parks and Wildlife.
That's not to say that every part of the state is completely drought-free. So if you go up into the Texas Panhandle, there's still some regions up there that would dearly love to have a bit of this rainfall.
For areas that received extreme rainfall, changes are evident, and biologists are optimistic about the short and long-term effects.
Many of our reservoirs have been so low that you couldn't even access via boat ramps to go fishing. And so now that situation has been improved. And then a lot of the terrestrial and wildlife biologists are very excited about not only the conditions now, but going into the fall for deer, white-tailed deer, mule deer, migrating waterfowl that come through in the fall.
And you won't have to wait long to see those outcomes as fall is right around the corner. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.